Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Phiris. A little bit chirpy as a Sri Lankan because Sri Lanka at last have won a game against Pakistan in the T20 series and they have squared the series. Of course, it was a reduced game to 12 overs. That's mainly because of Mother Nature and her wrath in Dambulla yesterday. Right, the power play overs were reduced to 3.4 and each bowler could bowl only a maximum of 3 overs apiece. Sri Lanka were put into bat. They made 160 for 6. The feature being Dasun Shanaka making 34 runs in 9 balls, which included 5 huge sixes. Dharanjali Silva contributed with 22, looks very good indeed. What has he been doing? Not being in the T20 squad is what the experts are now questioning themselves. Right, Kushal Mendis made 30 and Kamil Misra 20. But unfortunately, Charit Asalanka, who could have gone on to make a lot of runs, made just 21. Janet Lianagate 22. Now then, Pathum Nisanka was out without scoring. So that's a bit of a concern. As far as the bowling is concerned, the Pakistanis had to deal with the wet ball, wet seam. So did the Sri Lankans because the outfield was pretty soggy. Mohammad Wasim, 3 for 54. And your feature is that Sri Lanka were able to score 116 of the 160 they made in 12 overs with the seamers. But with the spinners, they're still struggling. They made only 46. But that was good enough because they beat Pakistan ultimately by a margin of 14 runs. Pakistan 146 for 8. Salman Ali Aga, the captain, 45 runs in 12 deliveries, 5 boundaries and 3 huge sixes. And when he was dismissed, that became the turning point in the game. Mohammad Nawaz made 28 and Khawaja Naje, the debutant, 26. Vanidhi Vasaranga, who was adjudicated as man of the match, took 4 for 35. And of course, Pathirana, 2 for 34. Sri Lanka win by 14 runs, square the series. Now then, there was a warm-up game for Sri Lanka yesterday at Namibia. Sri Lanka beat South Africa, the under-19ers in the 50-over version. DLS method coming into focus by 12 runs. Sri Lanka bowled out for 225 and they restricted South Africa to 163 all out. So yesterday, Sri Lanka, as far as cricket was concerned, spent a happy day, I dare say. Right, and on to with the women's WPL in India. Delhi Capitals will be disappointed. They lost the game by a close margin against Gujarat Giants. They put Gujarat Giants into bat and Gujarat Giants made 209 runs all out. It was Sophie Devine, the New Zealander, her show. She made 95 of 42 deliveries. She thumped 7 boundaries and 8 big sixes. What a glorious knock that was. I watched it myself. It was just fantastic. Ash Gardiner, 49, the captain with 4 boundaries and 3 sixes in 26 deliveries. Now, the Indian spinner, Nadini Sharma, took 5 for 33. Kenny Henry of West Indies, 2 for 43. And Sri Chandani, 2 for 42. And then Delhi Capitals were on course, but unfortunately, just could not get to the target. They made 205 and they've lost the game by 4 runs. Leslie Lee, 86. Laura Wildervoort, 77. As far as the bowling was concerned, well, it was excellent by Saif Tirani. She took 2 for 21 and Rajeshwari Gaikwad, 2 for 34. So that was an interesting game yesterday. Delhi Capitals losing their second game on the trot. And in cricket, India beat New Zealand in their first 50-over game. New Zealand made 300 runs for 8 wickets in their allotted 50 overs and India got there. 306 for 6, a win by 4 wickets. Virat Kohli still among the runs, 93, and Shubman Gill, 56. Well, here's some news brought to you with the compliments of my friend Shane Dullava. And he brings us news from the Nithavala grounds in which CRN FC, the Colombo team, travelled across to Kandy to play Kandy in their own den and muddy conditions. But CRN FC came out with a sterling performance, winning the game by 25 points to 20. And they led 17 points to 13 at the breather. It was muddy conditions, quote Shane Dullava, but what he stated was that the CRN FC played a much better game of rugby than their opponents. And remember, to beat Kandy in Kandy is Herculean, but then the Colombo club did it. So congratulations to CRN FC. Right, that's about it on our podcast for today. We hope you did enjoy what we had to share with you as much as we enjoyed presenting it to you. Stand by. You're now first going to listen to a song that I want to spin for you, and then look forward to the script that's coming up in Sri Lanka's great win in squaring the series. I'm sure that read that you'll have will give you insight as to how well Sri Lanka fared against a strong Pakistani outfit. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.